جميعنا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيه. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك مسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك لك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. نعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من شر ما خلق. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم، وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter of the virtues of having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is, we mentioned that to have hope, that in itself is good, and their fazilat, the a'mal, doing the action, like doing action in itself is good, and having hope in the action also there is fazilat. So there is two things. One is having hope, and the hadiths that are brought is the fazail just for having hope. What reward is there just for having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The hadith we did yesterday, that إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى رَحْمَةَ أُمَّةٍ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to have any mercy on any ummah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the Nabi of that ummah to pass away before that ummah. In other words, Allah Pak doesn't punish that ummah whilst the Nabi is there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to punish and destroy an ummah, then whilst the Nabi is there, for example, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, his people were destroyed whilst he was still present. He was still present and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed his people, except for a few that Allah Pak had saved. So, in our instance, the reason why Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this is because the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken him away without destroying his ummah. In other words, Allah Pak makes the Nabi the predecessor and the forerunner for the ummah that is to come. In other words, he's waiting for the ummah on the other side, that when my ummah comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use the Nabi to make the intercession of the ummah. So therefore, this brings a lot of hope that we don't have any ordinary person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been taken away before this ummah to make intercession. So these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should have hope that inshallah he will intercede on behalf of his ummah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam won't leave even one ummati, but his love and care was such that every single person he was worried about, he was concerned. So how much hope this gives us, that on the other side we got Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam waiting. No ordinary company, no ordinary person, no ordinary contact, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Pak has made it such that he has taken him away so that he is waiting as a forerunner, as a predecessor, so that he may assist his ummah. The other hadith we did, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال قال الله أنا عند ظني عبدي به. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I treat my servant according to his expectations in me. Wa ana ma'ahu haythu yadhkuruni, and I am with him wherever he is. Bi tawbati 'abdihi min ahadikum yajidu dhallatahu bil falat. He mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taking oath that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets more happy with the tawbah of somebody, with any one of you, than any one of you losing his conveyance in a desert, complete desert. The person loses his conveyance as though he's lost everything. He's lost the hope of life also. Because this conveyance and all the goods that he had on it, this was his hope for life. Because there's nothing in there. There's no cell phones there, there's no garages there, there's no cars going past, there's no way a person can get help. So this is like his hope for life. When he loses that, and now when he finds it, how excited he gets. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is taking an oath and saying, Allah gets more excited that when his servant turns to him in tawbah. And then when a person comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one hand span, in other words, from his baby finger till his thumb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I come towards him from the finger till the elbow. One Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to him one zira. In Arabic it is known as zira. And when a person goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that length of his zira, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes towards him. These are expressions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes towards him a whole arm's length. In other words, whatever a person is willing to do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to do much more than that for the person. And when a person comes to me walking, أَقْبَلْتُ إِلَيْهِ أُهَرْوِلُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, when a person comes towards me walking, I go towards him running. So this is just an expression that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is getting so happy, so excited by the tawbah that a person is coming closer towards Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually showers him with his rahmat and his mercy. Today's hadith and Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, annahu sami'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قبل موته بثلاثة أيام. Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this 3 days before he passed away. In other words, just 3 days before he passed away, I heard this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يقول لا يموتن أحدكم إلا وهو يحسن الظن بالله عز وجل. None of you should pass away except that he has good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, every person, he should have good hopes, good thoughts. He shouldn't, as he's getting closer towards death, now his hope should increase in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should have good hopes. And this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself mentioned just 3 days before he passed away. So this shows that a person, as he gets older and as he gets closer towards death, his hope and his desire in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must increase. This is the beauty of a Muslim and beauty of Islam. You look at the kuffar and you look at the West, as they're getting older, they're getting more depressed. They're getting more sad. But a Muslim, his hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is increasing. The reward that Allah has got for me, the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got, his mercy is so much. So more and more, as this person is getting more and more sick and more a person is getting closer towards akhirat, actually his hopes are increasing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll do one more hadith. An Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu qala, sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, qala Allah ta'ala, ya ibn Adam, innaka ma da'utani wa rajawtani ghafartu laka ala ma kana minka wa la ubali. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, ya ibn Adam, O the children of Adam alayhi salam, meaning, O insan, innaka ma da'utani, so long as you are calling towards me, you are supplicating and you are hoping in me, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنْكَ, I will forgive you, I will continue forgiving you, so long as you supplicate to me and you hope in me. عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنْكَ, it doesn't matter what your sins are. وَلَا أُبَالِي. وَلَا أُبَالِي, this expression in Arabic, literally it means I don't care. What it means, I don't care how much your sins are. The fact that you are turning towards me, I am forgiving you. So irrespective of what your sins are, I don't care, that doesn't make a difference. The fact that you're making tawbah to me, I am willing to forgive you. Yabna Adam, O the children of Adam alayhi salatu salam, lo balagat dhunubaka anan as-sama, if your sins reach the level of the sky, the height of the sky, if your sins reach the height of the sky, in other words, so much of sin you got, thumma istaghfartani ghafartu laka wala ubali, then you turn towards me in istighfar, in repentance, I will forgive you and I don't care. In other words, I don't care what amount of sin you got. Ya ibn Adam, innaka lo atitani biqarabi al-ardi khataya. O the children of Adam, if you come towards me with the extent or the amount of the earth full of sins. In other words, the whole earth from side to side is full of your sins. So much of gunas you got. Thumma laqitani la tushriku bi shay'a. And you meet me in this condition. Now this is creating hope in a person. You meeting me in this condition that you didn't commit shirk. You didn't say that there were two Allahs and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a partner and a'udhu billah and his three, etc., etc. You didn't say all this. You had a lot of guna, but at the same time you didn't ascribe any partner towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَأَتَيْتُكَ بِقْرَابِهَا مَغْفِرَةً, I will meet you with the equal amount of mercy. In other words, your sin was the extent of the whole earth. But you came to me in this condition that you didn't ascribe any partner towards me. I will meet you in such a condition that I will come with an equal amount of mercy also to forgive all your sins. Rawahu Tirmizi. So these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are so exciting for a believer. It creates so much of happiness in him that at no point he must lose hope in his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the ayat that is brought in the beginning of this chapter, وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, that I assign all my affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah basirum bil ibad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watchful over his servants. In other words, that we are handing our affairs towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he won't neglect us. In fact, this is a very good quality for a person to have, that whatever is happening to me, whatever is taking place around me, I have assigned it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge now of my affairs. A person does what he needs to do, but anything else that happens, somebody gets sick, somebody gets hurt, sometimes there's profit in the loss, sometimes there's profit in the business, sometimes there's loss in the business, he goes through happiness, he goes through sadness, but in his mind he tells himself that I have handed my affair over towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah basiru bil ibad. Allah is watchful over his servants. Allah won't just leave my affairs haphazard. He will know how to take care of my affairs. So this in itself creates a lot of sukoon in a person's heart. Now he doesn't get upset over what is happening around him, what is happening in his own conditions. He doesn't get upset. Why he's handed it over towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is part of having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.